continuing in our Ion Tefillah, specifically Birchas HaTorah. It says in the Rebbe Yekar that the two brachas, Shtei HaBrachas HaRishonis, Hein Al Torah Shebal Peh, the first two brachas of Birchas HaTorah is on Torah Shebal Peh. And the last bracha, he al Torah Shebiksav, and that is on Torah Shebiksav. Our bracha Rishayna, the first bracha, we say Lasek b'divrei Torah, the Iker Esek HaTorah, and the Iker Esek HaTorah who Torah Shebal Peh. We have to be engrossed, Isaac, engross ourselves. We have to toil in the Torah, Isaac, engrossed. What is that? Torah Shebal Peh. V'chein ha-bracha ha-shniya misayemes, ha-melamed Torah la'ama Yisrael. The second bracha ends with the words ha-melamed Torah la'ama Yisrael. The teacher's Torah to Klal Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu, kol hazman melamed es Torah se'lanu, v'zenoymer al Torah Shebal Peh. That's referring to Torah Shebal Peh. The Loshen Divrei Torah, the words Divrei Torah, Kenema B'Brocha Mashma Dvarim Shebal Peh, refers to, again, Dvarim Shebal Peh. We say V'harav No Hashem Lekin is Divrei Torascha. When we say the words Dvarim, is referring to Torah Shebal Peh. K'mayi Mashi Amru Chazal, in Gittin, Daf Samach Amibayz, Likaris HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bris in Yisrael Ella Al Dvarim Shebal Peh. The Iker Bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is on the Divrei Torah, the Torah Shebal Peh. HaBris Shenichrus HaBarvos Moyev, Barvos Moyev HaYisirak Al Torah Shebal Peh Koshamru Chazal Nefish Likaris HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bris in Yisrael El Torah Shebal Peh. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk in Shemois, Ki Al Pi HaDvarim HaEla Karati Yitcha Bris. Avamu chachamein uzal leikosav HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'teira l'man hadvarim heila v'loi ba'avur hadvarim heila, not because or ba'avur, because of these words v'loi beglal, not again, these are all words of because, ela alpi hadvarim. What does it say alpi hadvarim? The Pasuk says alpi hadvarim. What is alpi hadvarim? Zu hi Torah Shebal Peh. It's referring to specifically Torah Shebal Peh. Krisis habris and Klal Yisrael haisa alimud haTorah Shebal Peh ula havina, to learn the Torah Shebal Peh and to understand it. Ki mashmois alpi hi Torah Shebal Peh. The mashmois of the words alpi refers specifically to Torah Shebal Peh. V'habrocha achreina hi v'natsan lanu es teirasai. We say the giving that's teirasai his teiras u teiras shebiksav. V'siyim habrocha noisen haTorah HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisen es teirah tamid. He's constantly giving us a Torah. So we're left with this Rebbe Yekar. Why is there two? Why do we have two brachas for Torah Shebal Peh? So he's saying is that three brachas. We know there's machlokes whether it's two brachas or three brachas. But the Rebbe Yekar is saying that it's three brachas. Two is Torah Shebal Peh and one is Torah Shebal Ksav. Why do we need two brachas of Torah Shebal Peh? Let's learn a little bit more about the brachas, and hopefully we'll come to an understanding of this. V'harev no Hashem Elokeinu es divrei Torascha b'fina. We ask in the bracha that the Rebbeinu Shalom should sweeten the words of the Torah in our mouths. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yaseh shedivrei Torah yeti'imim b'fina. It says in the Iglei Tal, in his Akdama, that the tam v'hano sheyesh mihalimud hu chilek mi'amitzvah. The hano, the enjoyment that one has from limud haTorah, is a part of the mitzvah of limud haTorah. She'ilo al kol haMitzvahs, amru chazal on all the mitzvahs, chazal tell us in Rosh Hashanah, mitzvahs lav lehonesh nitnu. Mitzvahs were not given so we should have hano from it. Upirish Rashi li Yisrael v'li Yeskiyumim lehem hano el lo'el atzavrei nitnu. Klal Yisrael were given the mitzvahs to be a yoke upon them, not lehonesh nitnu. Hainu tzorech l'kayim es ha-mitzis loy b'glal ha-noor sh'eshtam n'bikyuma. We're supposed to perform the mitzis not because of the ha-noor that we haven't been m'kayim the mitzis. Hein emes sh'mekuyah mitzis yesh ha-noor. As a person can ends up sometimes enjoying the fact that he does a mitzvah, he can have hanoah from it. That doesn't make it that the mitzvah wasn't done. But that's not the purpose of the mitzvah. The reason why we have to mekayim the mitzvah and do the mitzvah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. Aval b'mitzvah limud ha-Torah adarabba. To have hanoah, you certainly need to have. Ki zehu ikar mitzvahs limud ha-Torah. That is the main part of the mitzvah limud ha-Torah. Li'esos u'sameach u'mus'aneg b'limudoy. He has to be happy, he has to have enjoyment and hanoah with the learning of the Torah. Va'oz divrei Torah nivlon b'domoy. Then the Torah will flow through his veins. It will be blood. It will be absorbed into his blood, into his very guf. After someone has anah from divrei Torah, he becomes connected to the Torah. So a person who does it this way, he has tremendous anah. He's learning lishma. He's limud lishma. It's all kadosh. Raya lekach miloshin habrocha, and Raya the Iglei Tal brings us from the brocha. We say v'harev no es divrei sayoscha, sweeten. We ask Rebbeinu Shalom to sweeten the words of the Torah. Kedei lekayim es mitzvos limud ha-Torah b'shleimus, in order to completely to have a shleimus of the mitzvah of limud ha-Torah, tzarech you need to have v'harev no. Please sweeten. It has to be sweet to you. Like it says in Chaim Belozhin, Nefesh Achaim, Aval emes ki inyan lishma hu l'shem ha-Torah. Ve'inyan kima shepir sh'arazal al-maimer b'lezer b'tzadik, Nimor Nidarim, Asei devarim l'shem poyalim. A person should fulfill the Torah's words for the sake of their maker, of the Torah b'nei shalom. That's the purpose. That is the whole purpose. V'dabar lehen l'shmon kol diburecha u'masecha b'deriteri yeh l'shem ha-teira g'goin leida l'havin l'hoisav lekach u'pilpul dik l'var shini l'shoinoi v'rebelezer b'tzadek shebasi amal l'shem poyalon l'shem their maker, their master, the one who made them, the t'b'ni shalem u'b'dibar amal l'shmon. B'nishan created everything for himself, and we have to revel in the Torah HaKadosha and learn it l'shma. B'nishan alimid pirish l'shem ha-Torah. We have to learn it l'shma l'shem ha-Torah. V'kavanosa izal mevur hainu. And what is the meaning of this? Ki asiyas ha-mitzvah vada shetzvich liyis l'mitzvah min ha-mufchur b'dveikus u'machshavat tahayra. A person has to work on it, he has to connect himself to the Torah, and he has to have a pure machshava shebetayash tvish sichloi v'asagosoi according to his seichel and his capabilities shekdeshi iskali si lo ligern tikunei elomis ekoiches v'sadarim halyoinim. So they should praise, and he should be misakin the lomos and the koyches of above. Zehu l'shem poyalon, l'shem for the sake of the maker. Avon hogas odom b'shas esek ater b'dinei mitzvah zochasein. Omar v'dabar b'hen slaymer hadibur b'nyane hamitzvah ali chasein yeh l'shmon pirish l'shem hadivrei Torah. Hainu leida lahavin lahoyzud lekach pilpul. V'zehu halashmo shel Torah, shetzarech lilmai Torah ba'arvus. You need to learn the Torah with sweetness. Le'matzonu inyan kizeh b'shar ha-mitzvahs. We do not find this inyan by any other mitzvahs. Rak limud ha-Torah, tzarech liyayis b'mesikus v'tam. It has to be with a sweetness, with flavor. L'cheinanu mevakshim, and therefore we ask the Rabbanu Shalom. V'harev no Hashem Elokeinu es divrei Seirosko befinu v'fir samcha beis Yisrael. Ayidei shedivrei Torah yu arevim lanu az v'yanachnu v'tetzeinu kulanu yedei shemecha v'nisir seach l'shma. We'll know the Rebbeinu Shalom's name and we'll learn the Torah l'shma. How could a person come to the Madrega learning Torah l'shma is only through v'harevna, having a sweetness in the Torah. A little further in the Rebbe Yikar, he says like this, quote a pasuk in Tehillim, Haroiv avdecha l'toiv, which means be your servant's guarantor for good, toim v'toiv zeatera, tasteful and good zuatera, v'aroiv, aroiv avdecha, aroiv zelashin arevus. V'pirish neisiv m'arev lashon arvus u'bitochen. Hayinu shaloshin v'harev nohum lashon arvus. Of not, he's saying is aside from the sweetness which we just explained, but also an arvus, a connection. K'moikin v'harev no Hashem elokeinu es divrei Seirosko yoshen shiuli divrei Torosko l'bitochen. Hayinu kishon loinim teira asher l'vtoyach b'Hashem yisbarach sheyazor lanu. We have to connect ourselves. We have to be an arvus with the Rebbeinu Yishel Olam. And we have to have bitachin that the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to help us. Zehu takunasai shakadosh baruch hu yitzyazer lanu bizchus limud Torah. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu will help us in this chus of limud Torah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will help us learn more Torah. And then it says in the Rebbe Yikar like this: Refinu uvefiyos amcha beis Yisrael. It says in Yeshaya, we know Yeshaya, lo yemushu mipichu mipicho, mipizaracha, mipizaracha. Ni anachnu kulonu yoyde shemecha v'oyske sarisecha. It says in Tehillim, v'yiftuchu b'cho yoyde shemecha. Hainu! Shayde limud ha-Torah anachnu niya yoyde shemecha. Through learning the Torah, we will know your name, the Rebbeinu Shalom. Now, what does it mean, know his name? What does it mean, know the Rebbeinu Shalom's name? Shenakir as Yitzhayne Yisbarach. We will recognize his rats and we will know what he wants. And if we know what his rats is, we can follow in the Rebbeinu Shalom's path. And then we can have bitach and the Baruch Hashem is going to help us. V'diyas Hashem l'davek b'drachav, haynu sh'yedei Hashemecha l'davek b'drachav, to connect ourselves to the Baruch Hashem's ways. Amru Chazal, and this is free, on the words of l'davka boy, ha'davek b'chachamim t'amideyem, someone who connects himself to Talmidei Chachamim and the Talmidim, Umaylan Yelach Kili Alisa Lamarim and Ataltav Ashlisim and Taltav Shalom Alakilo Asam Lacham and Taltav Shanemar Alisa Lamarim Shavisi Shavi. Like it says in Tehillim, in Kapitel Samaches, Pasuk Yutes, you ascended on high, having taken captives. You made it all the way up to Shemayim. Kasher Aten Adavik by Hashem Yisbarach, when you connect yourself to Hashem Yisbarach, Yesh Lecha Zchus HaTorah, you have the Zchus HaTorah, V'zeh Shavisa Shevi, that's capturing, taking the captive. After Yochel Lokachas Torah V'Yidavik B'Chachamim V'Talmideim, Zerinyin Shem Chazal G'doyle Shimusha Shal Torah Yisem Elimenda, V'Mishamar Shal Torah is greater than learning it, K'day L'das Eich L'Yidavik B'Hashem, V'B'Jochel Torah L'Yidavik B'Talmachachem L'Lumah Midachem. What does it mean that someone who's Mishamash Shatayra, someone who's Mishamash Talmachachem is Yosem Elimuda? It's because that's how you're going to connect yourself to the Rebbeinu Shalom. By seeing how they connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom, you can connect yourself as well. Umamshech. Dorishe Agadosh Aimim Rishayin Choshitakim Mishama Vahoya Oilam Lomel Agadosh Mdechon Hatem Akiu Medar Bedrach of the Indian Shalvaniya Kulonu Yedishimecha. By knowing the Rebbeinu Shalom's name, and by connecting ourselves to the Rebbeinu Shalom, we will be learning Torah Lishma. And the bracha ends. Amalami Torah Lama Yisrael. Sagt der Rebbe Yekar Metchila, Shoyal, Shiyizke Lomotari, Kivan, Shechofetz, Boi, Betchilas, HaBrachon, Revakshim. In the beginning, we have the bracha, we ask, V'harevna, sweeten it. Shiyilon, Mesikis, Bolim, Yatero, Shechoza, Avama, Veni, Anachna, Tzatzeinu, Kone, Nishmecha, Vaiski, Sosechem, Espala, Shalo, Yishka. We daven that it should not be forgotten. Zu Bakosha Shniya, this is the second Bakosha request. Shatero, Lysi, Shochach, Meitan, it should not be forgotten from us. Betchinol, Revakshim, Luskos, Betero. First, we ask to have zechus in Torah, to know it and to remember to know it in the first place. And afterwards, zeichet to having it, and then it should not be forgotten. They go together. So lame levanecha levnei vanecha, you should teach it to your children and your grandchildren. Eich nisharas teir below is klal Yisrael. Hashim amshecha moshicha me'av leben v'idatam levanecha levnei vanecha. How is it not going to be forgotten? How is it going to remain with your future generations if you teach it to them? You have to teach it to your children and your grandchildren. K'mesh amru chazal marav, parnach amru rabbi yechanan, kol shutam al-chocham, etam al-chocham, etam al-chocham, etam al-chocham, shuv ein teure pesakas mizar al-oilam. We know that the three generations of Tamid al-chocham will never be lost to teure from that lineage. Shenema vaniz dais brisi, leimushim upicham, pizaracham, pizarazaracham, vashamata vadalam. My Omar Hashem, what in this passage we say, leimushim upicham, pizaracham, pizarazaracham, Omar Hashem. What's Omar Hashem? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hani Arev Lecha Badoros, I'm a guarantor. My Me'atav Yadoylam from now and ever, Mabir Mimikhan Ve'el Terim Machzer El Hasan Yishallah. The Torah will continue to come on this host. Him came Mishpacha Sheshloisha Doros, and Lemon Terah, Terah, Sishach Me'am Lechain, Kshesh, Vedatam Dalam Levinecha, Oid Miskayim Pen Yizrum Bacha. Mosai Matzlichim Be'emes Lahavit Terah Levinecha Levinecha. When can someone attack me matzliach to pass over Torah to his children and his grandchildren? Kasha etzlach adova yokor v'choshev, when someone has something that is precious and valuable, yedua kasha kasha etzl adam yishdova shu choshev v'chiyune b'shila hu ina sheikha yachese. He doesn't forget it. Meshamu chazal milsad l'rami yola dina shlava daite. Something that's not chashev to someone, he forgets about it. He puts it on the side and he forgets. Not only does a person should learn the Torah for his intellect, and his brain should get it, but he has to put it into his heart and his will. Because they're precious to him, he'll be able to pass it along to his children and his grandchildren. When the children see how important the Torah is to his father and his grandfather, it goes into their hearts very much so, more than telling them. You can tell them today till tomorrow. But if they see how you hold it chashev, how the grandfather, the father, the great-grandfather holds it chashev, that's going to go into their hearts. The way a person gives over the Torah to his children and his grandchildren, it has to be an overflow. It has to be an overflow. He can't give from himself and not have an overflow. A person has to work on learning Torah himself. He has to have chavivas for it. He has to have yikar. It has to be a precious jewel to him. If it's taka, a precious jewel to him, this ahava will overflow, will come out of him, become pouring out of him, and his children will see it, and his children will want to have that too. Yesh lahavim adu anu erim rebrach hazu v'ni anachnu v'tzeinu kolonu yedei shmechon nesech l'shma. V'lemotzanu rebrach hazu al mitzvah achayr sug v'koshas al abanu nebanam. Why is this the one mitzvah we see to have children, we're davening for, we're announcing it in the bracha about kosher of our children and our grandchildren. Hatshuva hi shelefi ahavas ha-teir sheish lav kachu mavi ha-teir levon ha-chodim. If the advar, the pasuk says that you are to make al vach malachim, vishinantam levanechad, says it goes together. But how you had varim el al vachim? If these words of the Torah will be on your hearts, then vishinantam levanechad, then it will be given over to the next generation. Habiti lekach shadvarim chashuvim yikarim chakukim belevi kasheretzim laharesim lebanim. If it's engraved in your heart and it's precious, and it'll go to the next generation. It should be sweetened. That's how precious it should be to us that we should want it. It's ours, and give it over to the next generation. It says in the 8th Yosef, Yoidei Shemecha, Kulonu Yoidei Shemecha. What does that mean? She timsar lanu taimei v'saydis ha-tayr ki ha-tayr kula shmoyis v'shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole entire Torah is the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anu einenu yoydin mahusa is baruch. We don't know the actual mahus of the Rebbein Yishalem. Elu yoydei shemecha. We know his name. Rakesh Shemaisav, his name, Shurachim, Vachanan, Kael, Netzachatzel Adas, Shemoi, Pirushel Adas, is Drochov, Rutsainoisav, Meitanu, Mahurachim, Avatarachim. So these are names of the Rebbein Shalom. We don't know Rebbein Shalom's Mahus, but we can take the names that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred by. And with those names, connect ourselves, just like Mahu Racham Avad Racham. We still don't know his Mahus, but that's our connection. Yoidei Shemecha. Kishanu Royim Es Ma'isov Mehem Avinim Es Drachov Anu Yoidim Mahu Ritzayne Meitanu Ma'aderach Sherban Eilach. We know the Rebbein Yishalem, what he wants from us and what his derech is. Imanu Yoidim Shurav Chesed. If we know the Rebbein Yishalem is abundantly kind and gives over Chesed, Aleinu lelachet bedarshak mitzchasadim. We have to do it mitzchasadim. Because they gamma be a bit of a chazal. Kol ha-tayra kula shemai shal kadosh baruch hu. Kol ha-tayra lein dem anugoy shal baruch v'tzayne. From the entire Torah we learn the Rebbein Yishalem, his anhogoyis and his ratzin. V'zehu bako shaseinu sheniya yoydei shemecha neida ma'arit tzayne meitanu. When it says that we should be yoydei shemecha, we should know his name. It means that we should know what the Rebbein Shalom's Ratzin is, what he wants from us, what are we to accomplish. That is the Iker. There are two brachas for Torah Shebal Peh, and one bracha for Torah Shebiksav. At Torah Shebiksav, the Torah that we got at Har Sinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down, he brought it down the first time. And Klal Yisrael, then they thought Moshe wasn't coming down, they did a tremendous chet, and they made an eagle. What was lacking? They didn't mean, their Ratzin was not to rebel against the Rebbein Yishalem. They just thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer alive. They needed an intermediary between them and their Rebbein Yishalem. So therefore, they made an eagle. It's a mistake, a fundamental mistake. So the Klal Yisrael would then take it to a second luchos. Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebal Peh. Without Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebiksav, we can't utilize. Torah Shebal Peh explains Torah Shebiksav. Tells us what Torah Shebiksav is. That's the Iker of Torah Shebal Peh, to explain what Torah Shebiksav is. Without it, we don't understand what the Torah wants from us. Perhaps there's two brachas on Torah Shebal Peh. One bracha is we're making a bracha of Lasik B'Divrei Torah, that we should be Isaac and Divrei Torah, we should want to be Isaac, and we should perform the mitzvah. The second part, which is integral part that we're explaining, is the harivna that has to be sweetened for us. It has to go above and beyond. How are we going to give this mitzvah over to the next generation? How are we going to create in our children this tremendous ahava for learning Torah and for understanding and knowing the Ratzon Hashem? Without the Torah, we can't know the Ratzon Hashem. We can be Yoideh Shemecha, know His name. But how are we going to know, by knowing the Rabbeinu Shalom's name, that's how we're going to know His Ratzon. So perhaps the second bracha of Torah Sheva Peh is the V'harev Noz, that we're making a bracha, that the purpose of that bracha of the Torah Sheva Peh is a different type of Torah Sheva Peh. It's a Torah Sheva Peh that we should be able to give over. The first Torah Sheva Peh is for ourselves. The second Torah Sheva Peh is V'tzetzeinu, V'tzetzeinu. We should have a sweetness that should be overflowing from us. And if we have a sweetness of the Torah HaKadosh that's overflowing from us, non-stop, can't stop, and our children should see it, it will imbue in them that same Ahavas HaTeira, and they will be Zeicha to the Teira, and will continue for generations. Have a good night.